Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Potential $1 million donation for Gillette College hinges on city-county match. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A private donor has pledged $1 million towards a new building at Gillette College, but there's a catch. The donation is contingent on Campbell County and the city of Gillette each matching that amount. According to the Gillette News Record, Tuesday evening, the Gillette College Board of Trustees met with county commissioners to formally request the $1 million match to help fund the NZ Applied Learning Center. Their proposed 40,000-square-foot facility would focus on STEM education, providing updated lab space to replace existing 20-year-old facilities. While no decision was made, both the county and the college agreed to continue discussions. Charlene Camblin of the Gillette College Foundation emphasized the donor's strong belief in local government support, saying the new center would be a game changer for the college's future. The project's estimated cost is around $35 million, with funding efforts still in the early stages. College officials say the building's design is nearly complete, and upcoming public meetings will provide opportunities for community input. Wyoming House Committee rejects bill for nuclear waste storage amid concerns. A proposal to allow nuclear waste storage in Wyoming was rejected by a House committee on Wednesday, dealing a setback to California-based Radiant Industries, which is considering building a factory in Natrona County to manufacture small nuclear reactors. According to Cowboy State Daily, Senate File 186, which passed in the Senate with strong support, failed in the House Minerals, Business, and Economic Development Committee. Concerns raged from public perception, evoking imagery of radioactive green slime from The Simpsons to broader regulatory and environmental risks. Radiant plans to test its 1-megawatt microreactor prototype in 2026 and hopes to manufacture about 50 units per year. The company wanted to store spent nuclear fuel at its future factory location, but opponents argued the technology is unproven and urged lawmakers to wait until after the federal court rulings and prototype testing. The bill was voted down 5-3, with lawmakers calling for more public engagement before considering similar legislation. Included in the no votes were Campbell County Representatives Reuben Tarver and Christopher Knapp. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.